This is episode 132 with Mary Ellen Reeder. This is The Elevator. Hop on in and ride into the ethers with Britt and Tara of Elevate the Globe.
I don't think that there should be any difference between talking about our pelvic floor versus talking about our heart or our brain, because it's all interconnected into our quality of life.
Yo, yo, peeps, we're in the house, raising the roof. Hammer time. All right, bringing it back to the 80s. Today, we're not really, nothing about this episode is 80s, but we do have a really cool guest. And the guest today is Mary Ellen Reeder, and she is the co-director of YarLap. So YarLap is a femtech device that is huge in the wellness industry, and it's helping to treat urinary incontinence and also improve sexual performance through muscle control. So this is such an amazing episode on a topic that we don't hear so much about. And we were really excited to dive into because of a lot of the stats that Mary Ellen shares and because of how much healing this can truly bring. So Mary Ellen spends so much time researching and finding out what's new in the pelvic floor world and the social media realm. And we've talked about this a lot with our Conscious Bump pregnancy program and as we are speaking to so many women around the globe. So Mary Ellen strives to empower women through their pelvic floor muscles, and she enjoys getting to know her customers through social media, speaking events, and really inspiring more people about why the Kegel exercises and YarLap are so important. So Mary Ellen and her dad have emerged as a leading voice in the pelvic floor and sex tech wellness space.
Yeah, I love it. And so Mary Ellen, actually, she'll explain a bit more about this, but she and her dad created this device, and her dad has been an engineer of medical devices. So it's just kind of cool. They're like teaming up together really to help women, you know, with something that has a lot of like shame around it or like quiet talk around it. Like, we don't really talk about our pelvic floor and how important it is as it is to our health as women. And so we go into so much on this episode, but it's a very, very cool device that they've made called YarLap. And it's something that I haven't really heard that much personally about the femtech space, but this is definitely, it falls within that category. So it'll be a really cool episode, something a little different here on The Elevator, but definitely is helping women specifically to elevate their physical bodies.
Yeah. And I think there were so many moments during this episode where we were like, oh my gosh, that is so connected to the health of your spine or the health of your mind. And it just clicked in so many ways why this is so important. And it goes back to the womb space and where we all came from and so much more. So we feel like this will be one that you can send to a lot of friends and maybe family, and will be a lot of cool light bulb moments.
Exactly. So if you guys have not already subscribed, rated, and reviewed The Elevator podcast, we always love to hear what you have to say. If you are new to the podcast, welcome. We are so glad to welcome you here to this amazing channel. And if you screenshot your review and send us a review over at The Elevator, at elevatetheglobe.com, we'll send you our magic morning checklist for a beautiful, magical, elevated morning. And what else, Britt? What else is going on?
Well, do you notice that I say well a lot, Tara?
Mm-hmm.
Some people have told me that I have a little well transition word.
Oh. Well, I think both of us play around with different transitions.
Yeah.
Here and there.
But I kind of like my well, I'm sure.
I'm sure everybody else
loves it too. You know what I'm trying to do? Well, you know this. There's this thing that if you love your own voice, and just love yourself, then everybody else will love all of it as well. So,
right.
There's always been some controversy around my voice, but I feel like everyone has stuff like that.
Yeah. And whatever.
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 Whatever. So
that was a Guru Jagat favorite mantra. Whatever.
It's good. It's so much healing. I think whenever we are aware and identify these things, we can then heal them. And I've definitely done a lot of healing around this stuff, but we can always elevate everything more. So anyways, I digress. But I guess with Elevate the Glow, we do have a lot going on right now. And something that I'm most excited about is where our 528 Abundance Academy is going. So if you guys are not familiar, it's our spiritual membership platform. And it's really where we do live classes for the full and the new moon. We have tons of Kundalini meditations, guided meditations. We have an app. We share so much astrology and recipes and books, and it's really a family and such an amazing community that we've created. And so if you're not a member, definitely jump in and check it out. We think you will love, love, love practicing with us and just having an easy way to practice Kundalini more. But we do have some exciting things coming as far as where it's evolving and how we're going to just elevate the way that we're sharing in this membership platform way coming up. So it's definitely in the works. And Tara and I are just literally on fire. Cannot remember a time that we've been more excited about something coming.
Yeah, this is going to be so rad. And we're in, you know, it's in progress right now. And I think you guys are really going to love what we've got going on here. And we're expecting it to roll out before the end of the year. So just a little teaser.
Goals.
I'm not quite ready to tell you exactly all the things, but a little teaser that 528 is here and available now, but is also transforming. So yes. Get ready.
Gonna be big time. Big time, like being able to serve you more, being able to serve more people more, and really just making meditation and Kundalini way more accessible. And I think that's where the world is going right now. I mean, this could be a whole podcast episode, so maybe we can, but I just have a lot of ideas about this right now. So let's do that. Let's do a whole nother episode.
we have so many we want to do. I love it. We're going to go into this episode, though, all about the pelvic floor, the feminine energy, the femtech, and why all of this is so important to women's health and why talking about it is also important for us to heal and grow.
Head on into the show.
We'll see you in there. Welcome back to The Elevator. We are your hosts, Tara Schulenberg
and Britt DeAnda.
And we're so, so excited to have our newest guest here with us, Mary Ellen Reeder. And we are so, so, so excited to talk about all things pelvic floor with you. Mary Ellen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to talk all things pelvic floor.
Yes. Awesome. So the first question we always love to ask everyone who comes on the elevator, just so we kind of understand the energy of the person here talking with us. So we were talking before, we know that you don't quite know your sun, moon, and rising sign in astrology, but you know your sun sign. So what is your sun sign?
I'm a Pisces, and I was just like talking about it, but the very tail end of it. So I'm February 29th, and so I'm like near the ending of it into a different phase, and all of like the different things that I always read about of like the different, it sounds like I have like a swing personality. I don't, but I like, it's just like a culmination of everything, very indecisive, but also extremely motivated. And all of these things that culminate together, I read it. I'm like, yeah, that's me. That's me. Yeah. Actually the entire thing is just me in a nutshell. And so I think that's really interesting that it really actually does
Yeah. So you're February 29th. So you're a leap year.
Leap year. Yeah. Baby. That's what I was thinking. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I am 7 years old. So everybody's always talking about it. And I always get like, are you able to drive? And I'm like, yes, I am. Because if we did leap year, I wouldn't be able to drive until I was like 64. So
that would just suck. That would be like, no, this is not fair at all.
Oh my God. So what day would you actually celebrate your birthday most years?
Most years it's the February 28th or whatever Saturday is the last Saturday in February, just because I like to keep it within February. I'm not, okay. I don't vibe well with March. that's not my month. February is my month.
So you actually are at the very beginning of Pisces.
Oh, really?
You're at the very, okay. You're sort of in the beginning. Yeah.
I got to talk to my girl, Barb.
Yeah. You're leading up to the Aries.
Oh, okay.
Wow. So, yeah.
You learn something new every day. Yeah.
Love it. Okay. Kaya's a full astrologer over here. So.
Thank you. So wait, can we talk about what that would mean for like the rising and all of that?
We'd need all your birth time and your birthplace, and we'd have to run your chart. Yeah. But if we have this specific time that you're born and the specific place, then you can see your exact blueprint in astrology. And on the 29th is so cool, like such a different day. But yeah, we could do that.
Sweet. I actually do know the specific time because my dad always celebrated it ridiculously early.
Oh my God, that's cute.
Yeah. He would be like, you're the greatest thing that happened. I was like, thank you, dad. So he like would celebrate. It's 6:44 in the morning of February 29th in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh my God.
My dad is adorable. I adore him, but like it's 6:44 was a little excessive in coming into my room and wishing me a happy birthday. So
that is so cute. Okay, well, we're gonna have to pull your chart over here. But that's adorable. So I love all this and so fun. So we would love to just hear a little bit more about what you're doing in the world, all the beautiful work that you're doing, and what you're passionate about so people can get a better idea of you.
Yeah. So I am the co-founder of YarLab, which is the FDA cleared medical device that trains your pelvic floor. My dad is actually the other co-founder. So it's my dad and I together doing this. And he's a medical device engineer. And I was very into women's rights and women's health. And together we kind of came up with YarLab because the pelvic floor is something that I think is very, very mystified. We don't ever talk about it. And when we do talk about it, there is a lot of shame and taboo that is surrounding the topic. So we never really ever talk about it with our doctors, with like sometimes with our friends, but usually it's something that when something goes wrong, we bottle it up, suppress it, and we think that we're the only ones. And for me, I feel like my purpose is to break that stigma, to break open that conversation, because every single person that I have spoken to with YarLab as a customer or a potential customer, whomever, they've always felt isolated and alone and almost helpless. And for me, I hate that. I hate that anybody feels that way. And especially about your health, something that is so integral to your quality of life, that you feel alone and embarrassed by it, to me is heartbreaking. So me on my soapbox right now, I feel like the purpose for me on earth is to spread awareness of the pelvic floor muscles and to tell people and make it an awareness, but also an educational situation where it's not daunting. You're not overloaded with this like medical jargon, and that you know that you're not alone. You're never alone, and it's okay, and it's treatable, and you can always tone it no matter what age you are or what activity level you might be. It's not something that you have to live with.
That's so cool. Yeah, and it's so amazing to connect with you, and we love connecting with different people who have these very specific purposes in the world, and you're so passionate about it, and you're helping so many people, but I think it's just so unique and interesting. So Would you mind sharing a little bit about your story as far as how you became so passionate about it and what got you to the point of wanting to do this?
I feel like it's a zigzag almost, because nobody wakes up and goes, I want to talk about the pelvic floor today. Like, this is something that's very important to me. It's something that kind of almost fell into my lap, and I stumbled onto it. So my dad is a medical device engineer. He also happens to be my best friend. And he designs medical devices that are similar in the healthcare system of France, Germany, Scandinavia, and the United Kingdom. And we actually had a close family friend. I know like all Midwesterners have somebody who they call an aunt or an uncle, and it's not really blood related. But I had an aunt who had incontinence, and it was to the point where she wouldn't leave her home because she knew she had such a small time of peeing herself and she couldn't hold it. Oh, if she had to go, she would go. And we naively thought that there was stuff available here in the United States because it's readily available in Europe. So we kind of naively thought it would be the same thing. And we realized that it wasn't. There wasn't anything really that treated the cause, right? Mm-hmm. It would mask the symptoms. It didn't get to the root of it. So with Yarlap, it took years. So again, it wasn't something that we woke up and rolled out of bed and had a medical device that was FDA cleared. It was thousands of paperwork, years of doing this and research, and we finally got it. And I had just graduated college and was doing stuff for women's health, Women for Women International interning, and kind of came together with my dad and realized that even my close group of friends, I went to coffee with five of them, and two of them actually said that they peed when they would laugh, sneeze, or cough. But it wasn't incontinence, because incontinence only happens to like their grandmas or to old people. Mm. And I thought, no, like you can't, it's not just specific to an age group. That's not how medicine works. That is not how your health works. It doesn't target just a specific age. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of came into this where people within my own group, my closest friends, had it and were even embarrassed to say that they had it. It was just something that they believed that they would have to live with for the rest of their lives, or they just were in complete denial that they had it. And for me, that was just unacceptable. Because I'm the girl that comes to brunch and it has absolutely zero qualms talking about her vagina. So I would just be like, no, this is not how it works. Like, let's really get into this and talk about it. And I realized that the more I would talk about it, the less weird it would become for everybody. And so that basically became, I feel like my purpose now is to just break into that conversation and tell people that it's okay to talk about your health. And even though it is near the vagina, it deals with the whole area of the vulvovaginal system. Why are we embarrassed? Like, to me, there is like that disconnect, and I want people to feel empowered rather than shame.
So important. Yeah. So do you know the stats? Is it pretty common for it to be younger people as well, like you were talking about? Is it, I know a lot of moms have it. I know there's all different things, but is it pretty all over the place as far as age goes?
Yeah, it's nuts. It is crazy. So there are a lot of people who are younger. Weakening can start in your 20s. And so by the time you get into your 30s, if you are not actively engaging the pelvic floor muscle, sometimes doing self-engaged Kegel exercise or pelvic floor exercises are really difficult to do because you no longer have that communication and it's not getting the full signal, or it's sometimes not even getting the signal. And pregnancy and childbirth can often cause a lot of pressure and sometimes trauma to those muscles. And so women have a higher rate of getting urinary incontinence, but it's not just them. Younger women who are very athletic, marathon runners, gymnasts, basketball players, anything where there's a very intense repetitive motion going up and down, have a high rate because that puts pressure onto your pelvic floor muscles. So we have younger girls who are doing it, moms, new moms, and especially older women There was a study by the University of Michigan with AARP in 2019, I believe, that showed that 50% of women over 50 years old experience some kind of incontinence, which is mind-blowing to me. I think that that is just an insane rate that so many people have that, but nobody talks about it. Like, mm-hmm. Why is that not on a billboard?
I'm so wild.
So yeah, like it is crazy.
Yeah, I feel like it brings up a just ton of shame to talk about it. Like that, you know, your body is like not really working correctly or something, or that like, you know, it almost feels like this thing that we've done to women, older women specifically, because my mind kind of goes like, you know, the pelvic floor after you have a baby, all of this stuff, as you get older, it just, your muscles weaken. And it just brings up this like feeling of like your body's not useful anymore, or like it's not working correctly. Or so it just feels kind of disempowering altogether. So talking about it feels a little bit like, why would we want to talk about that? It brings all the shame up. And it's like, but you're saying really doesn't have to be like this. And why are we not talking about it?
Right. Like, especially if it's like, if it's 50% over a specific age range, or if you want to talk about the broader one, it's 1 in 3, I think was the last one that I read. And wow. By that, I mean, I think earlier this week, because I live, eat, and breathe this stuff, but 1 in 3 women in the United States alone will suffer from some form of urinary incontinence in their lifetime. 1 in 3. And before doing YARLAP, before any of this, I always assumed it was grandma's only, period.
Okay.
But 1 in 3 is way more than that, right?
Oh my gosh.
It's crazy. It is way too many. And I think that, again, what you were talking about, it's almost a disservice to women when we don't talk about it, because it kind of solidifies that stigma of your body isn't doing what it's supposed to do. And that's not true at all. It's just that we need to have the accurate information and tools readily available and easily accessible for women. And I sometimes feel like that's not the case right now. It's just a jumble out there, and you kind of get into this rabbit hole on Google of what's going on, and you never want to self-diagnose because you end up feeling completely defeated. And I think that there needs to be this change, this shift in mentality when it comes to our private part, I'm putting that in quotes, because I don't think that there should be any difference between talking about our pelvic floor versus talking about our heart or our brain, because it's all interconnected into our quality of life. So that's, for me, I think that we just need to take over that conversation and make it more empowering than crippling and sad.
Yeah.
If you think about it too, like, you know, our basic human needs and our basic functions, we are eating, we're sleeping, we are going to the restroom, going to the bathroom, whatever you want to call it, eliminating. Mm-hmm. And these are the basic things that we as humans and all humans do. And so it is such a big part of our lives, of course. And like you were saying about your aunt, right? It was like your aunt, she couldn't even leave the house because this was such a big issue. And so I do love this conversation because this can make a massive impact as far as what women can do, how they can show up, how they're able to live in the world, and how they're able to feel if we start to look at these things that feel like people are not comfortable talking about them.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. This is, it's like, I can feel into what this, it's this hidden thing, and it feels, I don't know why I can't shake the feeling of like, it feels like shameful. It just feels like yucky. Like, why are we dealing with this? And it feels like to actually strengthen it, like it feels yucky, the story we have around it, not that it is, right? This kind of feeling around it. And it's like, I feel like if we could talk about it more, we really would be, it would like so much more empowerment around women being really, really strong and fully feeling that inner vitality, because that is something that like will stop a lot of people. And I have people in my own family that this really affects, and you know, that it definitely changes the quality of life, and it's not something that is really necessary. Because you're saying there is ways to actually strengthen it and fix it. And I've done some of my own pelvic floor classes, and somebody like told me to do it, and it feels really, really, there's the tiniest little movements. They're so powerful. Your stomach just feels, I don't know, it's like that seat of your creativity as a woman lives there, I feel like. Mm-hmm. So when that feels really strong, I don't know, it made me feel really strong to strengthen it. So I love that you've created a device to help people strengthen this. Like,
yes,
you know, because I think because it's like, you know, that's such a widespread issue with 1 in 3 women, that it's something that a lot of people who may not want to do like yoni egg exercises, or, you know, are not so open to that kind of thing, can actually use something like this to, I don't know, that's just, it's a really like broad solution for a lot of people is what I feel about it. And I think that's really cool.
Thank you.
So how does it work exactly?
So the YarLab is a small little device that you insert like a tampon. And then what it does is it has a cord that's connected to a small little device handheld. And it sends a signal directly into your pelvic floor muscles to do the exercises for you. So a lot of women have been told to do Kegel exercises or muscle relaxation exercises, and it's extremely hard for them to do, or they just don't want to do them, or they forget how to do them after they leave a session. And then they end up doing the workout incorrectly. They don't do it often. They do too often. So many what ifs. Because you don't want to be using your rear end. You don't want to be using your butt or your thighs or your abs while you're doing a Kegel exercise. You want to be using and targeting the pelvic floor. And for women, it's extremely hard for us to do that because it's internal and it's isolated. So we can't see, it's not like doing, you know, a crunch or moving any part of like doing leg exercises or upper body. It's hidden deep inside of you. So it's difficult for a lot of people to do. Over 50% of women who try to do a Kegel exercise actually do them incorrectly because they're not engaging the proper muscle, or they're not engaging it in its entirety. So the YarLab just takes all of that guesswork and throws it out the window for you and does literally everything for you. So it's designed specifically to give you comfort. It's not just a one size fits all in the signal. It's extremely comfortable, and it sends that signal, that precise signal into your pelvic floor muscles to do the exercises for you.
So amazing. So it feels like it's almost like a new age technology. Like it's like a smartphone. It's like the smartphone version of like Kegel exercises, like a real sophisticated way to really have great results. So I have so many questions about this. Would you say on average, it helps people that have this type of issue already? Or can it be for everyone? I mean, I myself have done Kegels, and it's more of a preventative thing because I haven't had any symptoms, thankfully. But yeah, how are people kind of normally using this?
So the YarLab is, we're FDA cleared to treat urinary incontinence, but also to use it as a prevention mechanism. So to maintain continence. Okay. So, you know, if you know somebody who, let's say your mom, for instance, as a total example, has incontinence, and you're like, well, I don't want to have weakened pelvic floor muscles like that because I've seen how it affects her and I want to prevent that, the YarLab can be a great tool for you to have, because again, tones the pelvic floor muscles for you, keeps them toned for you. And it's a quick 20-minute workout 3 to 5 days a week. So it's not something that you have inside of you and it's inserted all day, every day. It's just something that you use for 20 minutes, a few days a week, and it slowly builds that pelvic floor muscle, because you want to have a slow and steady tone. You don't want to do too much too quickly, because like any muscle, any rehabilitation, it's a slow and steady wins the race kind of a situation.
Mm. I love it. I feel like this is, like Brittany said, like a new age tool to really like help women feel really powerful, like throughout every stage of life. I mean, I've known even kids, I remember being in middle school and like friends of mine having this problem even then. So it's like, it is kind of this whole, I just think this is really cool.
It's just like, you know, I was like, you have to have it in all the time. Yeah. So no, it's cool. You just put it in. And then how does the actual, is it frequency or how does the actual technology work?
So the RLAP is an NMES device. A lot of people are very familiar with TENS units, especially if you go to like physical therapy or something like that, or athletes or whomever. It's similar to that, except that the RLAP doesn't have any signs that are blocking pain, because we don't believe in blocking pain in your vagina, because if you're feeling something down there, go to the doctor, and we don't want to block any of that for you. So the RLAP sends these signals similar to a TENS unit to do the exercises for you. So it's similar to the ones that your brain is sending directly into your muscles, but it's a device sending the signals into your muscles. So how I always thought about it, if you would like, if you're a visual learner, is kind of like training wheels for your pelvic floor muscles. They're doing the actual workout. The pelvic floor is doing the actual workout, but the RLAP is there to ensure that that precise signal to get the benefits, to learn how to do it, to treat the problem, no longer peeing yourself, is all taken care of. And you're safely learning how to do it. And if you want to just continue using the RLAP, because it's easier than doing self-taught, you can continue doing that. But for me, I'm always like, oh, they're kind of like fun little training wheels that does the entire thing for you.
So cool. And so how did you guys invent this? Because I feel like it's so unique, the whole thing. I know your dad was in this industry before and you had this passion. So it's so cool that you guys came together. But typically, I would say in Western medicine, or sometimes, I don't even want to say typically, sometimes it is more focused on Band-Aid and covering up the symptom. Like you mentioned in the beginning, that's not what this is doing. So I think it'd be cool to just hear a little bit about how you guys came together and almost merged these two worlds. And I know you said it was such a long process, but I think it's really inspiring that you guys took this on. That's a pretty big feat to create something like this for people.
Well, thank you. It wasn't easy. And sometimes it wasn't fun, but it is what it is. And we're very grateful that we're here. My dad, again, medical device engineer, and was on the team to help create the devices that are given to women postpartum. So, you know, the NHS in Europe and in certain countries, they give these devices to women to train the pelvic floor to prevent incontinence down the road. And we don't, in the United States, we don't do that. And so for us, that was a big need. A lot of it felt like a neglect almost of moms, that we kind of were like, congratulations, you had a baby, good luck with everything else, you're on your own. Whereas some other places have these devices that are readily available, because you're not, when you have a child, you're not focused on your pelvic floor. That is not even like in the top 50 things that you are thinking about. And I would even probably say not even like the top 150 things that you are thinking about, nor should it be, because you're trying to do so many other things, but it doesn't mean that we have to neglect the care for mom. And so what we wanted to do is we wanted to become an available device that moms, women in general, specifically moms postpartum, when they're dealing with all these different things, they could take care of themselves without, not engaging, but without having to sit there and give their complete focus for 20, 30 minutes to their pelvic floor muscles when there are 600 different things that they're worried about. So we wanted to be able to kind of come in and say, you know, we got you. It's okay. Just insert this like a tampon and let us take care of everything else for the pelvic floor. That was a very important thing for us, that we could be discreet, comfortable, small, but still extremely effective. Yeah, so it is a long process to make sure that we had something that, again, was small. We didn't want to have something where it felt like you were carrying something around that you had to monitor who was in the room. Can anybody tell that I'm using this? We wanted to have something that, again, was discreet, small, comfortable, but still allowed that help to come in and really just take all of that worry about these pelvic floor muscles away and know that you are doing what you are supposed to be doing. But like, let us take care of everything else. Just, you know, you got this.
So we are briefly interrupting this amazing episode with Mary Ellen to bring you a quick word from one of our sponsors, Sunday Scaries. And this is such a fun, new favorite brand of ours. And we really, really love this brand because it is CBD. And you may not know this about us, but especially for me this year and for Tara as well, has been all about self-care. But this is a whole nother level of self-care. So tuning out that negative mind, and really not even tuning it out, but just alchemizing any negativity into light and really choosing to be happy, relaxing our nervous system and being in this more receptive, relaxed state, no matter what is happening in the outside world, is really everything to us, and it's our main priority. So something that has been really supportive of this intention and has helped me with this a lot, of course, paired with my meditation practice, is CBD gummies. And I've done a ton of research and I love the guys at Sunday Scaries. So it is a CBD gummy and they have a vegan version that has B12. It's extremely clean and it's been helping me, especially with crazy kids screaming all the time and just so much going on, to just relax, especially in the evening, and just to get in a more calm state. So when I want to get my mind right and be a little more peaceful in the evening and need a little extra support, I take a couple of the CBD gummies. And in literally 10 to 15 minutes, it just helps me to relax. So I really support this. And there's a lot of CBD noise out there, but we really trust Sunday Scaries for our CBD. And whether you need to de-stress your crazy busy life and just chill, or if you're having any issues sleeping, which is huge, and need some extra support before or after your meditation, check out the amazing CBD products at sundayscaries.com. So definitely use our promo code. We're so happy that they gave us a code for 25% off, which is so generous. So you can use the code ELEVATE, and that's promo code ELEVATE for 25% off at sundayscaries, SCARIES.com. And then before we get back into the episode, we have one more brand that we had to share with you guys, Mindful and Modern. So Mindful and Modern is a meditation cushion and accessory company that we love. You probably see us sitting on our pink velvet meditation cushions on Instagram all the time. And we love that Mindful and Modern uses sustainable materials for all of their products. And they're one of the only purely meditation-focused companies in this space. So there are lots of brands that offer meditation products, but many of them are yoga or fitness brands that haven't taken the time to really deep dive with their products and understand what meditators really want and need. So, Mindful and Modern is the only brand that is meditation first focused, and their products are made by meditators for meditators, and you can absolutely tell. I use these meditation cushions all the time during my morning practice and also for our longer meditations. And if you know, when you're sitting for long periods of time, especially if you're new to meditation, you can become numb from the hips down. Sometimes it helps to wiggle your toes or to switch one leg over the other. But having support with a cushion, and even they have a little wooden bench that I've been using, and they have other support cushions that are different sizes and things like that, can really help. You can put it under your bum. You can put it in between your legs. You can just have extra support underneath your hips. And this really makes all the difference between being able to really go deep and allow your mind to release and not be focused on physical pain when you're really comfortable and supported. So it's one of our biggest tips that we always share, is to make sure that you're extremely comfortable so you can get the most out of your meditation. And of course, the more you meditate, the easier it gets. But this can definitely help. So Mindful and Modern is giving you 15% off of all of their products. And you can use the code ELEVATE for 15% off on their site. So head on over to mindfulandmodern.com/elevate. And you can see all of their products. They also offer Afterpay to make it easy for you to experience a comfortable meditation practice. So again, head on over to mindfulandmodern.com/elevate and use the code ELEVATE to get 15% off your entire order. And definitely tag us as you use their products and share with your friends. And with that, we will go right back into this amazing episode.
This is so cool. I love that it's, you've made it really available to the public too. It's not just something that you have to go see a doctor for and like they have to prescribe it to you or something. You know, you can just buy it and it's, you know, but pretty affordable, truly. So it's like, it's really made available to the public, which I appreciate. I would love to hear a little bit more like how this actually improves your sex life. Cause it's something you talk about on yourlep.com. It's like, how, you know, from my perspective, I'm like, I don't have any kids and I don't have, you know, my pelvic floor. I would want to use this as more of a preventative thing. But what I'm more interested in is like, how can my stronger pelvic floor like create a better sex life experience?
Yeah. So if you look at like a lot of the online magazines or, you know, pick up a pamphlet wherever, they always have these things about do this one exercise to be fire in the bedroom or something like that. And it is always the Kegel exercises. It is always the Kegel exercises, right? So, and you're like, okay, I get it. And so a lot of people think that that is to tone your vagina. It's not. It is to tone your pelvic floor muscles.
Okay.
And that surrounds everything. It's connective muscle ligament tissue that connects all of it. It is a hammock down there that connects your, it supports your bladder, your uterus, and your visceral organs into their natural position. It also has the clitoris running right alongside of it. So it runs right along underneath it. A lot of people believe that the clitoris is just that little bulb. That's your clitoral gland. Your clitoris is actually massive. It is an iceberg. So that's just like the 20% you can see. The 80% is the rest that's underneath. And it wraps around. And sometimes it wraps to your inner thighs. So that's why some people get really turned on when you rub the inner part of your thighs. And some people it wraps around and goes even around their anus, which is why some people find anal sex extremely pleasurable. And some people are like, nope, not my cup of tea. It's not my thing. And so your clitoris is actually running right along the pelvic floor muscle.
So it's kind of different for everyone, you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Because there's like five type of orgasms that you can have.
Yeah.
Some people have other ones. And yeah, it's like a whole deal. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy how many. And there's like A, G, F, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're all different. They're all different parts of like stimuli. Mm-hmm. But your clitoris itself runs along the pelvic floor muscle. And so if you want to think back to the last time you had an orgasm, which hopefully was very recently for everybody, but just think back. And if you think the clenching, the pulse feeling that you felt, that was your pelvic floor muscles engaging. Those are your pelvic floor muscles. And that's you doing a Kegel exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kegel exercise is a clench pull up feeling, again, pulse during orgasm. And so a lot of people think that your Kegel exercise is a maintenance, the orgasm is almost like a maintenance tool that engages your pelvic floor muscles to see how strong they are. And so there's some research on that. There are some people who are in a completely different camp. There always is in research, but some people think it's a maintenance switch, especially for women, to see their pelvic floor strength, to make sure that it's constantly being engaged. And when you do the Kegel exercises, your muscle turns on muscle memory, just like working out, doing anything. And it does the exercises for you. So when you're having sex and you've done the Kegel exercises properly, that's really important. You have to do them properly. When you do the Kegel exercises and you're feeling all of that, your body kicks into muscle memory and goes, we know how to do this better, stronger, quicker. And you all of a sudden have this like mind-blowing response to the orgasm, which is why some people have just these intense orgasms after they do the Kegel exercises, because their body knows exactly what to do and just kind of kicks in automatically. And you have these just sensational orgasms. It's crazy.
Amazing. So this might be a little of a weird question, but do people ever get orgasms with the thing? Because it looks like a little bit like a little, I mean, it's like a very small.
There's no sexual stimulation unless you want to, because again,
I'm just thinking if somebody like happens to and they think it's weird or uncomfortable about asking or something, you know.
No, it's like, totally fine. There's no vibration. There's no vibration. There's no sexual stimulation with the Yarlap.
Okay.
It's nothing like that, but some people like using it, I guess. That's their own choice, but it's not a vibrator. It's not a sex toy. Again, it is a bona fide medical device. So there is no sexual stimulation or anything like that. It just really helps your sexual expression because again, it deals with the pelvic floor muscles and making sure that they're toned properly. And when you are getting that build up to an orgasm, your pelvic floor muscles know exactly what to do and how to do them correctly and really well and really strong. And so boom, amazing response to the orgasm.
Oh, so cool. So we're literally like, this is so helpful to create more vitality in all ways. It's like the pleasure and then also like to prevent, you know, the sort of falling, I don't know, what do you call it when your pelvic floor is not strong? What would you call that?
So if it hasn't been engaged in a very long time and it's weakened, that can be like muscle atrophy.
Okay. That.
There are different parts to it. I can't diagnose, but you know, if you've been told to do a Kegel exercise and you don't know how to do it, or you're trying to do them alone and you have absolutely no benefits coming from it, or you don't know if you're doing them correctly, the Yarlap is a fantastic tool to make sure that you're doing exactly what you are supposed to be doing, but doing it correctly every single time.
Mm-hmm. Love this. Okay. I was doing a lot of Kegels leading up to getting pregnant and during my pregnancy. And I feel like I'm such a big proponent of preventative. And so now that I fully understand how this all works, it's so cool because I think it is something that can really help us no matter where we're at, especially if we're thinking about getting pregnant, but just in general. And then on the other side of it, if you're being challenged and you have a health challenge with this specifically, it's just like feels so wonderful, of course. And so I think this is something that will really change so much for so many people. And I love how you guys were the Women's Health FemTech Award winner, because I'm like, this is totally FemTech.
It is.
Yes, we were thrilled. We actually only knew about it when the editor emailed us. I was like, congratulations. And I'm not kidding you, I cried for like 10 minutes because I didn't even know that we were nominated. So mm-hmm. I I like broke down and cried for like 10 minutes. So that's like a very big moment in my life.
Oh my gosh. So how many women do you have the numbers of how many women you've helped so far with this device?
I have actually no idea what the specific number is, but I know it's like thousands and mm-hmm. like a lot of women. And I think that the great response that we've had, again, is because the Yarlap does everything. You're not sitting there trying to self-initiate these exercises and just kind of hoping for the best. Mm-hmm. The Yarlap just does everything for you. So as long as you put it in, follow the instructions and really make it part of your routine and part of, you know, your care system, then you're set in a very good way. And I think, again, that's probably a massive reason why we have seen such great results, is it just takes all of that guesswork out. So you're not sitting there wasting your time.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you also, does it also help women specifically with their like full core strength? Like, do people find that they're actually feeling a lot stronger in like their ab section because of it?
So we've had a lot of people report to us about core strength, but also back pain and knee pain being alleviated. Because if you think about your pelvic floor muscles, and if you think about just like the way people are built, it's kind of like an arch, especially at your pelvic floor muscles. And when your pelvic floor muscles weaken, again, they're holding up your bladder, your visceral organs, your uterus, they're holding up a lot. Mm-hmm. And when those muscles give out, everything shifts from their natural position and your back comes in to try to compensate all that pressure. And so we've had people report to us that they've gotten rid of their back pain, because this muscle group is now stronger. Everything's kind of getting realigned and your back is no longer compensating for that pain. And it's the same thing with your knee. Once your back gives out, because again, it's not, your back's not built for that. Your pelvic floor muscles are built for that. So once your back gives out, your knees are the next in that arch to compensate all that load. And your knees are not meant to support all of that. Mm-hmm. So we get a lot of people who are saying core, but also back and knee pain that was just like unexplained, but is now alleviated. And for us, that's really, really big, because again, it's like this quality of life that is improving. And to have just a small part of that, just to have a small part in that journey is amazing.
Yeah, because I'm assuming there's probably a lot of people out there that maybe have extreme back pain or knee pain and don't know why. And they're just taking a lot of like prescription medication to alleviate it. And it's like all these sort of band-aid solutions. And it's like, this is a device to go to the core, literally like to your pelvic floor, the core muscle of that holds all of it together and strengthen it up. And it's like, this is preventative. And I just think I need this. I feel like I need this.
Yes.
I'm like, too. I need one. I need one for a lot of reasons. I want to try it.
Yeah, no, this is absolutely amazing that you guys created this. Mm-hmm. And I mean, to be helping so many women and making such a big difference is really freaking cool. So thank you so much. I'm so glad that we connected with you and found out about this and could help share it.
Thank you guys so much. It was amazing to get to talk and kind of talk about something that I feel very strongly about. So
yeah.
Thank you. I feel just as passionate about it. So thank you.
Yeah. You're literally making women's lives so much better. And, you know, also like delivering a solution for more pleasure too, which I think is really cool. And not talked about enough. So we appreciate you being here and doing all of this work and creating something physical like this to, you know, help women from all backgrounds all around the world. So can actually people all around the world get this, or is it just people is it just being sold in the US?
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Anywhere. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes.
So incredible. We need women leaving their houses. We need them not having to worry about peeing.
Yep.
And we need them to be feeling really freaking good and having amazing orgasms.
Yes.
And wonderful relationships and sex lives. So this is very important for so many reasons. So, okay, we have a couple of fun questions to ask before we go. So what is your favorite way to elevate yourself right now?
Oh my goodness. This is going to sound really lame, but taking deep breaths. I feel like constantly I am on the go trying to plan every single thing I can in my life. And sometimes I just don't have control over it. So just taking a second to take a deep breath and being in this moment and realizing like, don't panic about things that are in the future. For me, that's a way that I can kind of decompress and better myself. I think that taking, just taking a really deep breath.
I think sometimes it can just be absolutely that simple. Just a deep breath. Yeah. Amazing. Okay. So if you had a microphone in your hand and the entire world was listening to you, what is one simple message that you would give?
Please don't let anyone make you feel embarrassed about talking about your pelvic floor, vulvovaginal area ever. It is about your health. It is about your quality of life. And it's integrated into every part of your life. So don't let anybody, including yourself, feel embarrassment about it. Because taking the step to improve that and to pinpoint the problem and to fix it is a huge step. And it's extremely empowering. And you should feel very, very proud of yourself because you are taking steps and being proactive and bettering your life. So don't ever let anybody make you feel shame.
Yay. Yes, love absolutely. That. Yeah. Feeling that one. Really taking that in. And lastly, so Mary Ellen, where can people find you and Yarlap?
So Yarlap and I are one in the same.
You are one.
Yeah.
We are one. You can find us and myself at yarlap.com, YARLAP.com. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. We have a great response time on both, but really, really active on Instagram. So come say hi, ask questions, and just be part of our community and family.
Amazing. And then what about Instagram?
Instagram is at yarlap_OTC.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming on. This has been such an amazing conversation and we're so grateful for you and so happy for everybody listening and able to connect.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been absolutely amazing.
All right. We hope you guys enjoyed that episode. That was so wonderful and inspiring for us. And we just loved having that conversation and we're so excited about the Yarlap. We're actually getting ours in the mail. So we will report back on how it goes, but we are just really excited about this technology and about being able to offer it and more people to be able to use this technology.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think this was something that I was really excited that we were actually able to talk to Mary Ellen about all of this because it just got me really hyped up for it. And I can't wait to try it. So we have a couple coming in the mail to try this out. And I'm very excited to see how, you know, it changes things. Because for me specifically, I was really interested in the strengthening of like your abs, you know, like mm-hmm. to the strengthening of like your full core and to just feel stronger in that area. And so I'm excited to see how that goes.
Yes. And mm-hmm. I've talked to so many women, especially after getting pregnant, but we've heard in this episode that is not just people that have been pregnant that, you know, really struggle with this. And luckily I had really easy natural births and I didn't tear and I didn't have any, anything like this after so far. But even for me and for Tara, it's something like we've been talking about that's a really nice preventative thing and also helps your sex life and helps your alignment with your body and can help just prevent future joint issues. And like you said, Tara, for your abs, and it's just overall strength of the muscles, which is really important for our bodies. So we're excited to be partnering with Yarlap more. And they basically gave us a link so that we can share it with more people and a discount code, right? Didn't they give us a code?
They did, yes.
Okay, so we made it easy for you guys. So we made a bit.ly. So go to bit.ly/etgyarlap. Yarlap, and you will see their Yarlap Kegel exercise kit and system. And it's really affordable. Honestly, it's only $299. And I mean, you can use this forever, really. You don't have to buy anything else and you have everything you need. And what is the discount code? What does the code give us here?
So the discount code is ELEVATE and you'll get $35 off. So amazing. That's pretty cool. Yeah. I was talking on the podcast too about how I thought that it was really cool that they made something like a medical device like this that was fairly affordable and accessible to people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, because I think a lot of times you think about medical devices and they're like thousands and thousands of dollars, you know, and it's like, this is affordable and just really cool for women.
So true. And yeah. If you guys know us, you know that we're very, very, very specific. And we literally have the longest list you've probably ever seen when a brand reaches out and wants to work with us. We're very picky and specific about ingredients. And we go deep as far as like, okay, like what is this? What is the frequency? Like what's actually happening? Is this all good and clean and everything and have good energy behind it and the whole deal? And yeah, we didn't know much about it. We knew that we wanted to have Mary Ellen on to talk about the pelvic floor because we do know the importance of that. And we do Kegels, and I was sharing a lot of Kegels in the conscious bump and throughout my pregnancy and just in general for women. But after we had this episode and we learned more about it and we understood how incredible this is, we decided that we wanted to share it with you guys and we wanted to get a discount code. And they were so gracious to give us one. So we're not planning on this, but we feel like a lot of you guys might need and want this. And we have a lot of friends and family who we were really excited about sharing it with. So, you know, if you want to check it out, head on over to that link. It's bit.ly/ETG Yarlap. You can get
$35 off with the code ELEVATE.
So let us know if you get it, if you're comfortable sharing. And should we go on into the lobby?
Yeah, let's go into the lobby.
Lobby talk.
Lobby.
Lobby talking. All right. So we've been talking about all the little taboo things that some people think are taboo.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not really.
No. And I think it's like there's just... I think there's sort of a theme happening, at least for my life, is like things that are just uncomfortable and things, you know, that we're uncomfortable talking about and, you know, these like hidden things that could really help us like grow and all these things we're not looking at or concerning ourselves with. It's like, I don't know, it just seems to be like flooding the consciousness right now. And there's so much, I don't know, I guess what I feel about it is just that like we have so much shame about so many things as women. And I'm just kind of noticing that, you know, I have been facing a lot of that stuff within myself. And this was just yet another conversation where as women, we're not necessarily talking about all of our womanly things about our wombs and our, you know, our health. And it's made to be this like sexualized thing and you can't talk about it. It's hush hush. And it's like that kind of shit is just, I'm just done with that kind of shit. Yes. Just done with it.
Oh my God. I feel that too. I keep having conversations with people. And, you know, you and I have been talking about this for a long time, Tara. Like when we literally started Elevate the Globe, our first course, Rise Up, we have a whole video in there about, like, there's this whole concept of it being selfish to take care of yourself or give yourself what you need or whatever that means for you. But actually, it's the most selfless thing you can do is to give yourself what you need and take care of yourself and all of that. And recently, I keep hearing, it keeps coming up like, oh, I feel selfish for doing that. I feel selfish for making this decision. Or maybe I shouldn't do this because of my kids. Or maybe I shouldn't do this because of this, 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 and this, and this. And when it comes down to it, anything, any decisions that we're making as women, or anytime we feel shame or I shouldn't do that, or I shouldn't talk about that, or whatever it is, it really is playing into a lot of this energy that's causing a lot of sickness in our bodies and on the planet, causing a lot of these low vibrational frequencies of shame and hurt and pain. And I think for me, what I'm seeing is everyone's so afraid of short-term pain, or they're so afraid of saying the wrong thing or being shamed in a conversation or whatever it is, that it's almost this fear that's holding so many people back. But what it's actually doing when everyone's so afraid of any sort of short-term pain is that it's creating long-term pain for years and years and years that all these people are dealing with, and that's getting stored in our body and our minds. And the result of this on a global level is showing up in a lot of mm-hmm. different ways. So for me, I feel like it's one of the most important things right now, like you're saying, Tara, to be true to ourselves and to heal any of this stuff and face the pain and move through it like we've been doing for a while, but it's coming up in a bigger way around this stuff in mm-hmm. general for
yeah,
women.
I think it started really during cancer season this year, 2021, cancer season. And, you know, Chiron is retrograde still. And, you know, it's just this wounded healer is retrograde in Aries. And it's this time where it's like our deepest wounds are being shown to us specifically. And a lot of that, especially with women, has to do with our sexuality and how we've interacted with our sexuality and our bodies. It's reviewing like what we've actually been doing with our bodies and if we're okay with the things that we've done, and if we've been operating from a wounded or traumatic space. A lot of that's flooding to the consciousness, to like your deepest wounds are being healed at the moment. So that's kind of how I'm feeling. I'm like, oh, this is just this time where we're needing to be kind of gentle with ourselves, but also like move through it and pay attention and do something about it.
Yes. Do something mm-hmm. about it. And I think it comes down to just being this energy of empowerment whenever we can, and choosing empowerment over victimhood whenever mm-hmm. we can. And it might be really hard at times, but making those choices, it just shifts the energy so drastically, so strongly.
Well, I think that that comes from like actually being really honest with our like fellow women friends, you know, or people mm-hmm. that identify as female. Like, it's like how, like talking about these things and talking about like our wound stuff and our deepest traumas and like just being honest and like, you know, just being honest with yourself, and then also like having the support and community around it and not hiding it and not like just hiding away mm-hmm. and like just getting comfortable. like letting people see more of like the realness inside of you and the rawness and the traumatic part of you that we all have to some degree. And I think a lot of us have shame around those things. So like, if you just bring it out into the light and like, we are really leaning towards our like sisterhood, I feel like to help move through some of this and like kind of hold each other. And I think that's where a lot of the judgment can be against each other can actually be healed, is when we like actually have real talk. Yes. With each other.
You know? Yeah. I think it's a lot of times when we're hiding things, we're scared that somebody's not going to accept us or they're going to reject us. And it's going to create separation between us and someone that we care about and love. But oftentimes it actually does the opposite and brings us together. But there is this cancel culture going on in the collective. So we're navigating that too. But I do think it just starts at home. It starts with the people around us. And even with Everest, my daughter, you know, she like saw me having my period, you know, like she saw blood coming out in the toilet and she was like, oh, like, what is that? And it's happened a couple of times before, but she was like, oh, like freaking out, like what's happening? And I was just like, oh, it's beautiful. Like it's blood coming out of my vagina. And I was kind of talking to her about it. And I'm trying to be more open with her and in general, because that kind of stuff wasn't talked about in my house growing up. And I'm just trying to be more open with those around me as well. And so little things like that help me to just make it more acceptable. And I feel like that can be on so many different levels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So that's it.
I know.
All right. Well, you guys, I think that wraps it up.
Yes. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for being open and for being a part of this journey and a part of this community at Elevate the Globe. And we have lots more beauty coming, and we're just so committed to continue to be elevating ourselves and be bringing elevation and higher frequencies to all of you. So excited about what's to come here on the podcast and with everything. And with that, may
the pure light
within you guide your way on. Satnam.
Bye, everyone.